Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Central College and Humanities Iowa, presenting the new podcast Mid-Americana, Stories from a Changing Midwest. New episodes from Season 1 are available at midamericana.com or wherever podcasts are found.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Since 2003, the Iowa Center for the Book has been picking an all-Iowa Reads book. The goal is to foster a sense of unity in our state through reading, to encourage Iowans to come together to read and talk about a single book and what it means to them. Starting in 2018, the All-Iowa Reads Committee expanded the program to include three books, one for adults, one for teens, and one for children. And today we are thrilled that Talk of Iowa is the place where we're going to learn what the selections are for 2020. Helen Dagley is here with us from the Iowa Center for the Book, a member, of course, of the All-Iowa Reads Committee. Hello, Helen.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Angie Manfredi's also here, Youth Services Consultant at the State Library of Iowa and also on the Teen and Kids All-Iowa Reads Committees. Hello, Angie.
Hi, Charity. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. And Helen, first, tell us, when you're deciding to choose a book for everyone in Iowa, what are the qualifications of the books that you consider?
Well, we have a set list of criteria that the committee adheres to when they're making their choices. I can give you a couple of brief examples.
Sure.
For example, the book needs to be able to raise universal social issues relevant to Iowans, and it should lend itself to sustain spirited and in-depth discussion. And also, importantly, it must have an Iowa or at least Midwest connection.
All right. And so sometimes the authors are from Iowa. Sometimes it's about something like agriculture that affects Iowans, that kind of thing. How do you pick the book? What is the process?
Well, we have a committee of eight who meets for approximately four times a year, beginning in March or early April. And they come to the meetings with recommendations of books that they have read recently, which they feel will work well in public library book discussions. And most years they come to the meetings with at least 20 recommendations. So over the course of the next few months, it's a honing exercise. So that by the next meeting in March, in May or early June, they start to whittle the list down to five or six titles. And they have to have all read the first 50 pages of each of those titles between March and May. And then by August, September, they've read from cover to cover all, say, five or six titles, and they vote and have to have a majority in favor of the title that they've chosen for the All Iowa Book of the following year.
Is there a pretty spirited debate sometimes?
There is, and the discussions are extremely rich. And we feel that though we can do some housekeeping details over the magic of Zoom, so somebody can sit in their own living room or their office to do the part of discussion, when it gets to the nitty-gritty and they've started to really hone them down, they need to be face-to-face in the same space because they pick up on nuances and expressions and tones and body language from the other members so that they can all read the entirety of the discussion and not just the words appearing on a screen or something.
And as I mentioned, just a couple of years ago, you decided to add a teen book and a children's book to the All Iowa Reads. Why did you decide that was important?
Well, because the All Iowa Reads is sort of a given for the reading community in Iowa, we looked at our populations and thought, you know, we're sort of not adding the rest of our reading community to these discussions. So wouldn't it be great if the kids and teens could have their own book and participate in a very similar process and read as a group and discuss in person? And we didn't want them to be left out. So we came up with, well, the two age groups. Obviously, they work well for school reasons. And we could also get the schools involved in certain aspects. But it's not an assignment. It's all something that they want to do, and that makes it even richer, you know.
All right. Well, I think it's time to find out what these book selections are, and we're going to start with the adult book. I feel like I should have a drum roll here, but I'm just going to let you tell us, Helen, what is the choice for the adult book this year?
The All Iowa Reads choice for 2020 is a book by an author who, this is actually her first book, and really, wow, she struck it very rich. It's by Britt Bennett, and the name of the book is The Mothers.
The Mothers by Britt Bennett. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I can give you a synopsis. It's about the last year of a high school life for a couple of teenagers, and, you know, rebellious, grief-stricken, you know, on the verge of adulthood, etc., etc., one of whom takes up with the son of a local pastor who is a little bit older and a former football star. Basically he has had a bad injury, so he's reduced to waiting tables at a restaurant. So the two students are young, it's not serious, but a pregnancy results from this teen romance and a subsequent cover-up. Mm. So that sets the stage for all kinds of things to come.
And why did the committee decide on this book? What did they feel was the Iowa tie and the relevant issue that people can explore through this?
Well, it was everybody felt that Britt Bennett tells a very difficult story in a way that's both compelling and highly relatable. Because there are universal issues in The Mothers that a lot of Iowans experience. At its heart, the novel explores complex characters who are living with the consequences of their difficult decisions. And it explores the consequences of gossip and keeping secrets. Also, it was felt that even though it's not set in Iowa, we felt that there is a church community in the heart of the book, which was something that many Iowans could relate to, and all the good things and interesting other things that come from that kind of a community.
All right,
in Iowa.
I can't wait to read it. The Mothers by Britt Bennett. And Angie, now it's your turn.
I'm so excited.
Tell us what the selection for the teen book is.
Okay, so the teen book is a book that we recommend for ages 12 to 18. And the 2020 All Iowa Reads teen selection is Hey Kiddo, How I Lost My Mother, Found My Father, and Dealt with Family Addiction by Jarrett J. Krasoska.
All right, and tell me about this book.
So this is a graphic novel, and it is a memoir, and it's the story of how Jarrett Krasoska, who now is a pretty well-known children's illustrator, it's the story of his adolescence and childhood and dealing with his mother, who was an addict, and he was raised by his grandparents, and it's basically him reflecting on how he found himself through art and how he came to deal with his mother's addiction and understand how that shaped his life and shaped him as an artist.
Wow. So it's a graphic novel, but it's also nonfiction. This is a memoir.
It is. It is an absolutely extraordinary story, and I think that everybody of all ages who reads it will be changed. It is a book that has had profound effect on every teenager I've talked to who's read it and every adult who's read it. And I think that it is so important for so many kids to see themselves in this book and to really validate that they are not alone in their experiences of struggling with addiction in the family setting. It's unforgettable. It's an incredible portrait of the artist as a young man, as they say, to paraphrase Joyce. And I can't wait for the discussions that teens are going to have in Iowa about this book. And we are thrilled that it is a graphic novel selection because we really want to engage readers that might consider themselves not as into books. And we think that this is a book that can really open up conversation. And the committee was... We just kept coming back to this book over and over again, and it really is. I do not use this word lightly, but I think it is a book that will change lives.
Wow.
And we are excited about that.
Well, and I guess I don't really need to ask you to spell this out for me because we all know that addiction is a growing problem in Iowa and everywhere in the United States. Is there another Iowa tie that I'm not seeing?
It's set in Massachusetts, and also the youth division. We don't have. We've only been around 3 years, but our selection doesn't have the same requirement. I mean, it is listed about the Midwest tie, mm-hmm. but for us, what we're really looking for are issues that will resonate in kids' lives. So that's a big, because that's how we really feel we're going to get them to read these books. So for us, if they have a Midwest tie, that's amazing and that's super great. And we totally read tons of books by authors from this region, wherever they're set. But that isn't as high as the adults selection.
All right. So this is the teen selection, Hey Kiddo by Jarrett Krasoska. It is a graphic memoir.
Yep.
And the kids selection is?
The kids selection, which is a book that we suggest for ages 8 to 12. So you'll notice there's some overlap there. The 2020 All Iowa Reads kids selection is The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson.
All right, and tell me about that one.
Well, The Parker Inheritance is a mystery set in South Carolina, and it is about two friends who decide to solve a mystery that is surrounding their town and has surrounded it for generations. And Candace is one of the main characters. Brandon is the other one. And Candace's grandmother is the former mayor of the town, and she had to resign in disgrace. But now Candace has found evidence that she thinks proves that her grandmother was right. And her and Brandon decide to track down the mystery, prove her grandmother is correct, and unravel the mystery at the heart of their town. Parts of it take place in the past as the reader tries to put the pieces together. It's a compelling, relevant mystery that also talks about the sins of the past and the way that children have the ability by facing history to make the future better. And that, I think, is certainly a message that we are super excited to share. I also think it has a ton of Iowa ties because it really is about visiting the archives and historical story of your town. And as they say from Hamilton, who lives, who dies, who tells your story. So this is very much about who gets to tell the story of the past and how Candace and Brandon really decide that they get to interpret it the way they want. It's a really empowering story for kids. It's also an incredible mystery. Like, you can't stop reading it, especially as it flashes back between the past and the present. You just like want to keep going and put the pieces all together. It's so great. And I think so many kids are going to love it.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a fun book to read. That's a great way to put it. I say that all the time. Like, it's a book that when you're reading it, you're just like, I'm having a good time reading this. So
that's The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson. That's the kids selection for All Iowa Reads. So now that the selections have been announced, Helen, what happens next?
Well, simultaneously, someone on our staff is posting everything on our websites so that people who weren't able to listen to this broadcast today can check the website to find out what's going on and what books to order, books for their library for discussion should be. So that's in process. Later on in January, we will have a webinar for library staff who are planning to do All Iowa Reads in 2020, and it will include the adults and kids and teens titles. And after that, the whole process begins again around March, when we convene the meeting for the teams and they start the process all over again.
All right. And you make a real effort, and Angie, maybe you can give me a little bit of insight into this. You make a real effort to make sure these books are available to people. This isn't a requirement that you have to go out and buy these books. That's something not everybody can do. So how accessible are they?
So one of the things also we hope happens today is that you go into your local library and you say, I heard about The Mothers by Britt Bennett and The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson and Hey Kiddo by Jarrett J. Krasoska, and I want to read them and I want you to host an event about them. And one of the things that we do at the State Library and the Iowa Center for the Book to make these titles more accessible is that we purchase book club sets. And your library can request from the State Library and the Iowa Center for the Book a book kit that will come with discussion questions that we have created and multiple titles of the copy of the book so that you can have a book discussion at your local library about it, because that's really important to us. We also don't want your library to feel like they have to purchase 15 copies, although they should definitely purchase 15 copies because these are amazing books. Let me just put that out there, okay? But we don't want them to feel like they have to do that, so they can request that their library, even if you're from a library that you're in a town listening right now and there's like 400 people in your library in your town and you think your library doesn't have enough money to buy 15 copies of Hey Kiddo, but you want every kid in your town to know that as a kid who might know somebody with addiction, their lives are valid, you can, that library can request from the State Library a set of titles to have the book discussion in their library.
All right, so there's a lot that, if you get excited about this, there's a lot that, you can do individually to make sure these books are accessible and available and people are reading. And it sounds like you're really hoping that not only will libraries host book clubs, but that people will get together with each other.
Yes. So this is this is based, the All Iowa Reads is based on a program created by Nancy Pearl, which is One Book, One City. And the idea was, wouldn't it be great if everybody in Iowa was talking about the same book? So just the way you could go up to somebody and say, have you seen the new Marvels movie? You could say, have you read The Mothers by Britt Bennett? Could you believe what happened? So what we really want to do with these selections, and the reason we call it All Iowa Reads, is because we want Iowa reading, but we love this idea that these three books could become books that everybody is familiar with across the state and that everybody could engage in those conversations.
It's also exciting to see in a world where, I guess, white writers are a little overrepresented in our libraries and in literature, that you've selected two books by writers of color as well. Was that a consideration this year, Helen?
It wasn't, it certainly wasn't an intention that we do that. However, it's just wonderful for us because I think this is our first African-American choice for the adult book. And if anybody wants to go to our website, I have Brooke recorded a sound clip for us, her acceptance speech for being the chosen title for 2012.
Great. Well, we are out of time, but thank you so much, Helen Degley and Angie Manfredi. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Talk of Iowa.